Okay, you can go ahead whenever you're ready, Francois.
Okay, I'm calling to order the St. Petault Architectural Conservation District Commission. Whoops, oh my God, I just lost it.
Uh-oh.
I'm on one of your shared screens right now. Okay, I'll do it. Okay.
Just minimize you got it?
Yeah, I got it now.
Okay. Cool.
On September 15th, 2021, 5:17 p.m., commissioners present are Barbara Wenholm, Douglas Miller, myself, Francoise Elise.
I think that's it, unless Richard is that phone number.
Okay, the Justy, okay.
Justine's not on the commission yet, but she'll be there. So she's just listening in. So go ahead. Yep.
Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the June 16, 2021 legislation extending the suspension of these provisions until April of 2022. We are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the St. Petault Area Architectural Conservation District Commission. The public may access the call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We'll repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Okay, now you just want to list the agenda items.
Okay. Okay. So I want to, agenda item one, design review hearing, application number 22.0292SB, 92 St. Petault Street.
Okay, and Jesse, are you here?
I'm here.
There you are. Hey, Jesse. Thanks for participating tonight. And if you just want to explain your project and just talk about what you'll be doing, I have your application on the screen if you can't see that. So just go ahead and talk about what you're going to do.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. So 92 St. Petault Street has been plagued with homeless people congregating on their front stoop. So we currently have a wrought iron fence installed, but we do not have a gate to block off the front stoop from the sidewalk. So we're proposing to install a gate, two swinging portions of a front gate. Both portions will be made out of wrought iron. And it will be the same decorative style as what's currently there. And that's it.
Great. And Jesse, will there be a locking mechanism on the gate?
No, the gate will not lock. It'll latch shut, but it will not lock. It'll have a long L, how do I explain this? Like an L bolt to keep it stationary when it's in the closed position, and then you'll have to raise the L bolt to open it.
Great. Okay. Commissioners, any questions or concerns?
No concerns on my end.
None on mine either.
Okay.
No.
My only concern would be on the right hand, since it's perpendicular, is that post going to be strong enough to hold up the gate as it swings?
My my welder told me the post will be fine. On the left-hand side, we'll be installing a new post.
Okay.
It'll be split in the middle.
Great.
The swinging.
Yep.
Awesome.
Okay.
Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve the installation of a new wrought iron gate at 92 St. Patel Street as submitted.
All in favor?
We need a second. I'm sorry.
I'll second.
Okay, thanks, Doug. And then Francois, if you want to just do a roll call.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's it.
Richard Henderson, Doug Miller, and Barbara Wenham.
Yep, that's correct. Great. All right, Jesse, so you're all set. We'll get you that approval letter in the mail, and you can apply for your building permit. If you already have your building permit, I'll sign off on it electronically, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, thanks for coming by tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right.
So the second design review, 95 St. Patel Street.
Great. Do we have a representative for 95 St. Patel?
Yes, this is Shane Losey with Chu & Company, the architects for the project.
Hey, Shane. So I have your presentation here. Let me just get that open. All right. Okay, Shane, you want to just go ahead and just let me know when you need me to advance the slides, and I'll do that.
Yep. Okay, so good evening, everybody. Here we have the proposed site plan showing the roof deck on the top of the building. The existing building is 3 stories tall, and it has a two-story L on the back, and then that deep kind of rear yard onto alley number 402. Next. This is kind of a context aerial. The red kind of outline is our building. So you see Huntington Ave, top left of the page, St. Paul Street right in the middle, and West Newton kind of running diagonally in the opposite direction. Next. And just some more context. From the left, we have left top is the view from Huntington, where we kind of have a little window into our roof from the corner across the street on Huntington. And again, you can see it from the Christian Science Plaza on the bottom left, and a little close up of that on the kind of bottom center. And then a close up of the corner of Huntington and West Newton on the top center. On the top right is the view from the alley looking up at the roof. And then the bottom right is the front of the building along St. Patel. Next. On the left, we have the front elevation direct head on. And on the next to that is the rear elevation head on. It shows 4 stories in the back along the alley. And you can see that 2-story L in front of us, that kind of lighter brick in the foreground. On the top right, it's a picture from the roof looking back towards Huntington Ave. So you can kind of see that little window over that 1-story piece on the hotel behind us. The bottom left is another picture from the roof looking to the hotel to the right of us, the St. Patel Inn. That's 4 stories. And then the middle bottom, again, is just another picture of the roof kind of looking back towards St. Patel Street. And the bottom right is the aerial. So our building is the one right in the center, the lower roof next to the 4 stories. On the kind of the top left of that bottom photo. Next. So this is a private roof deck for unit 3, has private access. There's an existing stair already going to the roof to a very small hatch. The stair right now is code compliant, so the proposal is to enlarge the hatch to meet the headroom of the existing stair and then build that the roof deck shown on the right as close as possible to where that hatch comes up on the existing stair. You see the floor plan, the third floor plan is on the left. Nothing's really changing down here. In the center is the existing roof plan, and on the right is the proposed roof plan showing the deck. You have a 10-foot setback from the rear of the building. Like I said, it's right now it's tight up to where the existing stair comes up through the roof. And then we have a 14'3" setback from the front of the building, 30-inch setback from the left side of the building, and the hatch is along the party wall on the, for the adjacent building next door. Next. So here we have the existing front elevation and the proposed front elevation. With the pitch of the roof, you can kind of see how the deck is hidden behind the front parapet along the front facade. So you can just kind of see it peeking out at the top there. Maybe it's a proposed black iron rail. Next. This is that elevation from the back alley. And again, just because of the pitch of the roof, it slants down from front to back, right at about 5%. You can see the roof deck is like a little, it's higher than the edge of the roof on this backside. But you can see, you know, the roof deck obviously is visible here. Next, please. And this is the site section. So just your sight lines from St. Patoff, the railing is out of view. And the sight line from the back alley, we can see the top of the railing from that just because the house is set back so far from the alley. And I think there's one more slide. Is that it? That might be it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That was it. Yep.
Yep. Cool. Thank you, Shane. So commissioners, we'll turn it back to you. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
It's a simple wrought iron railing.
Yep.
I walked by today. I couldn't see the mock-up from the street, so okay. I have no opposition myself.
Great. And commissioners, you'll see in my staff comments that I believe the only slight visibility was from Huntington Street or West Newton Street. Is that right, Shane?
Yeah, it's from that corner. If you go to the front, I mean, that next page. Yeah. Oh, right sorry. There, right where you had it.
Here?
Nope, the pictures.
Pictures.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
This one? Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So the view on the top left is the corner of Huntington and West Newton. And just because the hotel only has like that one story portion in the back, you can see over that. So that picture on the top center is where you see that railing from Huntington. So you see it. You on the other side of Huntington, you actually don't see it because that one story blocks it. But when you cross the street, on the other side, that's where you can see it through this kind of little window in the buildings.
Great. Awesome. Okay. Anything else, commissioners?
So, Nick, you do recommend this project be approved with the provision that the deck will not be visible from within the district,
yes,
with the exception of the visibility from West Newton.
Correct. Yeah, that slight visibility okay. at the intersection of West Newton and Huntington. Okay. Right.
Okay. I have no issues.
Can I just ask, what are we looking at in the right-hand lower photograph? There seems to be something up on the roof. Is that your neighbor's roof? Is there a...
I think that's just a building in the background. On
okay.
Yeah, that's. I think that's just a taller building in the background.
Got it. All
right. That's the colonnade.
Yeah. Can somebody knock that down? Never.
All right. Is there a motion, commissioners?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the design as proposed.
I second.
Great. And Francois, do you want to just ask for public comment real quick?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Is there any public comment? Public comment portion of the meeting?
I do not see any public comment, so we can go ahead and close the public comment portion. All right. And then if you just want to do the roll call.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Will that be Barbara, Richard, Doug?
Yes.
Any opposed? And the motion carries.
Great. Awesome. So Shane, you're all set. I'll get your approval out. And if you have a building permit, and you, I think you've provided it to me if it's available, but I'll sign off on it electronically, okay?
Great. Thank you very much. Right.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Okay, so we're now moving on to the administrative items.
Yep, administrative review approval. There's five items. Do you want me to just list them all?
If you just want to go, just list the application number and the address, just so we can have it on the record.
Application number 22.0219SB, 17 Blackwood Street. Application number 22.0288SB, 133 St. Talt Street.
Oop. Looks like I got those numbers wrong. That's okay. Just list the address.
Okay. 32 Garrison Street.
Mm-hmm.
175 St. Bertolt Street. 121 St. Bertolt Street.
Perfect.
Do I have a motion to accept the administrative review and approval item?
I motion to approve.
A second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Barbara, Doug, and Richard?
Yep.
Any opposed?
Nope.
That motion carries.
Great. And the meeting minutes?
Ratification of the 5/12/2021 public hearing minutes.
I move to ratify the May 12th, 2021 minutes as presented.
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Barbara, Doug, and Richard?
Yep.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
Perfect. So for staff updates, not many staff updates, but I just wanted to, did we go over the online application program during any of our previous hearings? I'll take that as a no. So I'll just show you real quick. So you'll also be getting access to this as commissioners, and you'll see the staff comments and everything will be stored here, as well as you'll be able to review all of the applications. So it's basically you log on and you have all of the applications listed here. For additional information, you're just going to click on the application. And of course, because I'm demoing it, it's going to take forever. So we'll just do this again. Well, you get the idea. Maybe there's a server update or something, but so you'll just be able to review all of the information directly on the portal, and you won't need to deal with all of the additional emails that I send out. You'll also be able to keep track of all of your commissioner appointment information, and then it'll notify you via email once your commissioner appointments are about to expire. So it'll all be regulated for you automatically through this program. So it's kind of a pretty cool feature, but yeah. So I'll be emailing you all with your usernames and passwords shortly. And if anyone has any questions in the meantime, just let me know. Okay. Cool. So that's all I have today. So anyone have a question or want to make a motion to adjourn? This is probably the quickest hearing that we've ever had.
Very efficient. I like it. I motion to adjourn.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Perfect.
Adjourn at 5:37 p.m.
Great. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.